Lesson 103, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 99 and 100. Introduction. The Prophet Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 99 on August 29, 1832. In this revelation, the Lord called John Murdoch to continue serving as a missionary. Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 100 on October 12, 1833, while he and Sidney Rigdon were in New York laboring as missionaries. In this revelation, the Lord assured them that their families in Ohio were well. The Lord also comforted them concerning the saints in Missouri who were suffering persecution. Note: decide what to teach. Many lessons in this manual contain more material than you will have time to teach in one class period. After studying the scriptures and the curriculum, preferably consider which doctrines, principles, and teaching ideas will be most beneficial to your students. As you decide what to teach, continually seek direction from the Holy Ghost. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 99. The Lord calls John Murdoch to proclaim the gospel. Invite students to imagine that a friend who is not a member of the church asks them why someone would be willing to give up 2 years or 18 months of his or her life to serve a mission. How would you answer this question? Ask a student to read aloud the following information about a man named John Murdoch. Invite students to listen for the sacrifices Brother Murdoch made to serve the Lord. John Murdoch investigated many churches and concluded that all religions had lost their way. However, in late 1830, he read the Book of Mormon and felt the Holy Ghost bear witness of its truth. He was baptized on November 5, 1830. Shortly thereafter, he served a mission baptizing about 70 people in 4 months in Orange, Ohio, and Warrensville, Ohio. On April 30, 1831, shortly after Brother Murdoch returned from his mission, his wife Julia died after giving birth to twins. In June 1831, the Lord called him to go to Missouri and preach the gospel along the way. Before he could go, he needed to make sure his 5 children, all under the age of 7, were provided for. He arranged for several individuals to care for his older children, and Joseph and Emma Smith adopted the infant twins. For the rest of 1831 and the first half of 1832, John Murdoch preached in Michigan Territory, Indiana, Missouri, and Ohio. When he returned to Hiram, Ohio in June 1832, he was suffering from the effects of a long illness. He learned that one of his twins had been sick and had died because of exposure to cold during an attack on Joseph Smith. What stands out to you from this account of John Murdoch? Explain that Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 99 on August 29, 1832, approximately 2 months after Brother Murdoch had arrived home from his second mission. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 99 verse 1 silently, and look for what the Lord called John Murdoch to do. What did the Lord call John Murdoch to do? How might this mission call have tested Brother Murdoch's faith and obedience? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 99 verses 2 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord promised John Murdoch. What doctrines and principles can we learn from verses 2 and 3? Students' responses might include the following. We represent the Lord when we serve missions. When we receive and follow the Lord's servants, we are receiving and following Him. How have you been blessed as you have followed the Lord's servants? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 99 verses 4 and 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said would happen to those who would reject the message John Murdoch would teach. According to verse 4, what is a consequence of rejecting the gospel message preached by the Lord's servants? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 99 verses 6 through 8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for evidence that the Lord was aware of John Murdoch's needs and the sacrifices he was making. What do the Lord's words to John Murdoch show us? Explain that Brother Murdoch followed the Lord's counsel. He made arrangements for his 3 oldest children to live with different families in Missouri, and he left in September 1832 to preach the gospel. He served several more missions, and then he joined his older children in Missouri. He served the Lord faithfully for the rest of his life. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 100, verses 1 through 12. The Lord gives Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon words of comfort and instruction. Write the following question on the board. What are some concerns that missionaries might have as they begin their missions? Invite a student to act as scribe and write students' responses on the board. Students' responses might include questions such as the following. How will I find people to teach? How will I know what to say? Will I get along with my companions? Will my family be okay while I am gone? Explain that in April 1833, a man named Freeman Nickerson joined the church in New York and came to Kirtland, Ohio. When Freeman met Joseph Smith, he asked the prophet to visit the Nickerson family in New York and Canada. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon agreed to his proposal, and they left Kirtland with him on October 5, 1833. Along the way, they preached the gospel. After they arrived at the Nickerson home in Perrysburg, New York, Joseph received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants section 100. Invite students to read the section Introduction to Doctrine and Covenants 100 silently, looking for what Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon were concerned about when they arrived in New York. After students report what they find, explain that Joseph Smith wrote of his concerns in his journal. Quote, I feel very well in my mind the Lord is with us, but have much anxiety about my family. End quote. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 100 verses 1 and 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Savior's response to Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's concern. What phrase in these verses might have eased Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's concern? How might these verses help missionaries today? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 100 verses 3 and 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord promised Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon. What do you think it means to have an effectual door opened for the sharing of the gospel? What are some ways the Lord opens doors for us to do missionary work? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 100, verses 5 through 8 silently, looking for additional promises from the Lord. After students report what they have found, write on the board, if, blank, then, blank. What can we learn from verses 5 through 6? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we will lift up our voices to share the gospel, then the Lord will help us know what to say. According to verse 7, how does the Lord want missionaries to preach the gospel? According to verse 8, what does the Lord promise if we preach the gospel with solemnity of heart and in the spirit of meekness? Students should express the following principle. If we share the gospel with others in solemnity of heart and in the spirit of meekness, then the Holy Ghost will bear witness of our message. Invite students to think about a time when the Lord has helped them know what to say as they have shared the gospel. Also invite them to think about a time when they have felt the Spirit bear witness of something they have said. Invite a few students to share their experiences. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 100 verses 9 through 12 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for instructions the Lord gave Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon. According to verse 12, why could Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon, quote, let their hearts rejoice, end quote? What might the promise in verse 12 mean to you if you were serving a mission? Explain that the missionary efforts of Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon had a lasting influence on the church. For example, Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon preached to a large group at the Nickerson home and to additional groups in Canada. The missionaries baptized nearly 20 individuals, including Moses Nickerson, and organized a branch of the church. In 1836, Parley P. Pratt visited that branch as he served a mission in Canada. Moses Nickerson introduced Elder Pratt to John Taylor. Elder Pratt baptized John Taylor, who became a successful missionary and later became president of the church. Doctrine and Covenants 100, verses 13 through 17. The Lord comforts Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon concerning the trials of the saints in Missouri. Explain that about 2 months before Joseph Smith departed on this mission, Oliver Cowdery had brought word from Missouri that enemies of the church had turned violent against Latter-day Saints. Joseph Smith sent Orson Hyde and John Gould to deliver counsel from him to the saints in Missouri. This journey would be hazardous because they would travel through areas near anti-Mormon mobs. The prophet worried about Brother Hyde and Brother Gould and all the saints who were being persecuted in Missouri. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 100, verses 13 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord told Joseph Smith. Ask students to summarize what they find. What promise do you see in verses 15 through 17? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. All things will work together for our good if we walk uprightly before the Lord. What do you think it means to walk uprightly before the Lord? How might the promise in verses 15 through 17 help you during difficult times? Invite a student to give examples of how they have seen this promise fulfilled. You might also share your testimony of this truth. Invite students to think of specific things they can do to walk uprightly before the Lord. Scripture Mastery Review. Ask students how fast they can locate Scripture Mastery passages. Invite them to find out. Explain that you will give several clues that relate to Scripture Mastery passages. After each clue, students are to locate in their scriptures the Scripture Mastery passage associated with it. A clue can be a key word, an example from everyday life, or anything else related to the passage. With each clue, time the class and record the time it takes for the entire class to find the correct passage. Repeat this with different Scripture Mastery passages. You may want to record students' best times so you can compare them with other times if you repeat this activity in the future.